This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Monday, the 26th of April. My name is Audrey Raj, and joining me online today is
Christine Wong.
On the show today, we are going to be talking about your personality and if it's changed over the course of this pandemic. What else are we talking about on the show today, Christine?
Yeah, so we're starting with that story, and then we're moving on to how you may not be allowed to work remotely, even if you want to. And then our final story as well will be, as I scroll down the Google Doc, the dark side of working on your passion as a creator.
Yeah, so of course, our main story today is this question. Do you think your personality has changed because of work-related stress over the past year? Why or why not? You can get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us at. You can also participate in our conversation on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We have a poll happening there with a couple of options, right, Chris?
Yes. So on Twitter, the options are yes, a lot, yes, a bit, not sure, and no, not at all. And then on Instagram, we also have a poll, but that's just got a yes or no poll.
Yeah. So now if you're worried about stressful situations in the workplace kind of making you a not so great person, you may be right. Now, researchers from the University of Illinois recently introduced a new model examining how chronic workplace stress can fundamentally change people's personalities and predictably, this isn't for the better.
Yeah. So according to the researchers, previous studies on workplace behavior largely operated on the premise that personalities are fixed. If you hire someone kind, they'll make the workplace kinder. If you hire someone unkind, they'll bring that sort of energy to the role. All like fairly logical. But in a new paper published in the Journal of Management, organizational researchers Jarvis Smallfield and Donald H. Klemper consider that workplace stress can actually alter people's personalities in both the short and long term. This impact is examined through the Big Five model of personality traits, which are conscientiousness, agreeableness, neuroticism, openness, and extroversion. So among these, the most notable that is prone to change is neuroticism, although the other traits may change as well. Mm. And neuroticism is related to issues like employee burnout and clinical depression and may downwardly spiral. Basically, if you're stressed, you may become more neurotic, which makes you more sensitive to stress, which makes you even more neurotic.
Oh dear.
The quote here, which I actually kind of love, is that it's a giant Ouroboros of agony and anxiety that ends with you hating your job. And without intervention, this spiral could reach a level of dysfunction akin to clinical depression. Mm. Now, it doesn't take long for this like really horrible chicken and egg problem to manifest either. Smallfield says, based on our review of the existing literature, we propose that trait-based personality change can occur in as little as 4 weeks, which is shorter than the average probationary period.
Yeah. Now, fortunately, not all workplace stresses have such a damaging impact. Specifically, threat stress appraisals are the one is the one to watch out for. Threat stress appraisals, if you're wondering what this means, is when you believe that you can overcome a stressor, and overcoming that stressor will get you something that you want. And I think this is something that most of us have experienced, right? And mm-hmm. Smallfield explained this, giving the example of a difficult deadline that will help you earn a promotion if you hit it. It's these threat stress appraisals that cause people to spiral into the sinkhole of neurosis, which, fair, you know, if you're consistently, hopelessly stressed with no relief or reward, it's bound to take a toll, right? Now, when that situation persists over time, it can impact your neurological systems, eventually changing how they function and causing you to be naturally less emotionally stable. This is according to Smallfield.
Yeah. So chronic workplace stress may also have an even wider and longer lasting impact than you might think. According to epigenetic research, which is the study of how gene expression can be influenced by your environment, stress can change how our DNA is expressed. Mm. As such, resultant behavioral changes may potentially be passed down to later generations, creating a terrible domino effect. Mm. Of course, much of the responsibility for combating the detrimental impact of workplace stress falls to workplaces. Mm. Smallfield notes that companies should provide us with the tools we need to be successful and then make sure to recognize those successes as well as make sure our bosses aren't terrible, terrible people.
Yeah. Now, if you don't want to trust the entirety of your psychological well-being to the man, you can also protect yourself by viewing problems as surmountable obstacles that are rewarding to overcome. So challenging stresses rather than threatening ones. This may not always be possible, though, or a realistic appraisal of the situation, but changing our perception where we can does help. Now, in addition, Smallfield says, in addition, we can usually make small changes to our jobs to better fit our strengths or match our goals. Sometimes those changes are so small, we can make them ourselves. Sometimes we can sit down with our supervisors to make more formal changes. Start making changes in your job now so that you can see it a little bit more like a rewarding challenge and a little bit less like a hopeless barrier or a toxic environment. He also said that work is naturally full of stresses and there's really no way to avoid that, nor would we want to. We need those challenges to thrive. The problem comes in when the stresses stop being healthy challenges and become overwhelming, out of your control or without purpose. That's when it's actually dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Christine, what are your thoughts on this? Because when listening to what Smallfield has to say, right, for me, so much of this makes sense. You know, it's that point where we feel like we don't have control over the situation or we don't know how to handle that situation is when the stress really becomes overwhelming. And I think that this pandemic has not helped, especially with the level of uncertainty that we're dealing with, not only in at work, but in our personal lives and also like the general state of being, right? So yeah. It's kind of ripped us of any control of the situation. We thought this might just be like a little commercial break, you know, the pandemic, and then it turned out to be a year-long ordeal. So
I think that's the thing, right? It's the uncertainty and it's that lack of reward, right? We have these, you know, even for example, the extensions, 2-week extensions, right, that kept happening, especially at the beginning of the MCO as we moved to like the CMCO and stuff. And we kept wanting that reward and it never came.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that sort of element of uncertainty has really been affecting all of us to a much deeper level. For me, I think it not necessarily my personality, but I think the way that I look at things has changed a lot. So I think in this case, the fact that there's been a lot of stress has forced me to become more organized as a person, which is not really, I don't know if it's good or bad necessarily. I now live and die by my Google Calendar, where I used to be like slightly better at, you know, going with the flow. Nowadays, like if it's not in my calendar, it doesn't exist to me.
So that's also like an element of control that you feel like you need, right? You know, you have to follow your calendar. You have to understand what your day and plan your day out in order to have some control over what you do in your day. But do you feel like your personality has changed because of work-related stress?
Intrinsically, no. I think I'm pretty much the same person. But, you know, I think, like I said, maybe my personality hasn't changed very much, but the way I approach things. How about you?
I think work-related stress is just, like you said, has forced me to kind of be more organized. But I also feel, yes, my personality, maybe at home, has changed a little just because work is now kind of bled into, you know, the what I do at home. I have to take work home practically every day and over the weekend. So I find that I'm not as relaxed over the weekends because I just know I have all these things stacked up on my to-do list, right? So I think that has somehow affected my personality at home. But I think at work, it's pretty much been the same. So I really don't know how to answer our question today, which of course is...
Yeah, which of course is, do you think that your personality has changed due to work-related stress over the past year? Why or why not?
Yes, 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll take a look at where the poll is at. And let me tell you, it is quite lopsided. And we'll also speak to an expert about stress and how it affects our personality. All that is coming up after the Foo Fighters with, I think, the song of the pandemic. This is Times Like These. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Boosting female ministers. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Christine Wong and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you.
We're asking you, do you think your personality has changed because of work-related stress over the past year? Why or why not?
Yeah, so have a couple of options on Twitter. Yes, a lot. Yes, a bit. Not sure and no, not at all. And Christine, it's looking really lopsided, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. So we currently have yes, a lot and yes, a bit tied at 42.5% each. And then we've got not sure at 5.3% and no, not at all at 9.7%. So quite a lot of people feel like their personality has changed. And honestly, the same kind of sentiment seems to be reflected on Instagram because we just have a yes or no option there. And yes is at a whopping 93% and then no is at 7%. So a lot of people feel like their personality has changed. We also have a tweet here from @SCKU, who says, refocus, putting priority in myself and family.
Right, right. So, you know, maybe you can, for all those out there who have responded to say yes, maybe you can tell us why or why not if you've responded no. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, we have someone who may be able to answer some questions we have about how work-related stress affects our personality. We have on the line with us Eugene T., Associate Professor at the Department of Psychology at Help University. Eugene, thanks for staying on the line. Now, just to kick things off, do you think your personality has changed over the course of the pandemic because of work-related reasons?
So that's an interesting question, not least of all, because what we know from psychological research tells us that personality traits tend to be stable for most of our lives. I think if there's been any change to our personality, my personality, because of the pandemic, it would mostly be very likely a subtle one. So anecdotally, I'm going to go with and maybe just relate my experiences for many of us who have had the benefit and the good fortune of being able to continue our employment from home. Mm. We might have reported high levels of conscientiousness, right? So we might have become more diligent. We perceive ourselves as being more goal-directed, even more focused at work. And this has also, I think, interestingly led to further commentaries on the nature of working from home, and that might stay with us for a while longer. Mm. Of course, caveat here. This could all just be simply because we've been working longer hours or even starting up second jobs, which leads us to perceive that we've increased in our conscientiousness during this time. Right. Personally as well, I think I've also defaulted to being more introverted, being more comfortable with infrequent socializing. And this is more so given the hassles of, you know, driving out, commuting, and needing to be more mindful of compliance of SOPs in face-to-face meetings, right? Hmm. But I also think I've, for better or for worse, become more neurotic as a result of the pandemic, more sensitive towards stresses and uncertainty surrounding the environment that we're in. Note, however, I think this is important, that neuroticism here is not a mental disorder. It's a personality trait which refers to one's tendency to be susceptible to and sensitive towards unpleasant emotions, such as anxiety and stress in general. It's also important to note, however, that such experiences will vary from person to person, given their unique contexts and their current circumstances. And I suppose most importantly of all, just to build on those points there, we really have yet to see a longitudinal study showing that the pandemic has actually been the sole cause or the, you know, a huge cause rather for a dramatic shift in our personalities.
Right. So what short-term effects, if any, can stress have on our personalities?
So if it's any reassurance, I doubt that short-term stress will change our personalities to a point where we don't recognize ourselves any longer. Our personalities are our general tendencies to be, and these tend to shape our emotions, thoughts, and our actions. So short-term effects can bring out, of course, and cause us to default to our natural tendencies to be during stressful, demanding situations. So as an example, someone high on neuroticism, and you would know this, as sensitivity towards unpleasant emotions and stresses, they're more likely to feel elevated levels of negativity during a stressful or demanding situation. Mm. But even so, and maybe this is the good news, the bulk of the psychological research indicates that many of us are more resilient than we think we are or give ourselves credit for. So consider how the different personalities have adjusted during the pandemic. The most extroverted among us have resorted to say, establishing connections and check-ins with friends online to compensate for the lack of physical outings. Those of us who are, say, open to new experiences, but have our travel plans thrown out the window, we might find these individuals taking up new crafts, new hobbies, new pastimes during their self-imposed isolation. So the bulk of the studies measuring personality traits show that one reason why our personality has not changed as much as we thought is because we adapt to our circumstances. So yes, we're more adaptable and resilient to change right down to our personalities. Further, I think most people assume our personalities have changed when they're in fact referring to short-term frequent stress reactions. So indeed, stress reactions change our immediate cognitive, emotional, behavioral responses. But there's currently not enough evidence in my book, right, to show that it changes our long-term, more general psychological tendencies.
Right. What about long-term effects? What long-term effect can stress have on our personalities?
So as I was reading up some of the articles related to this question, one often cited study was actually conducted using a sample of more than 2,000 American adults from February to March last year, 2020. So this study found that levels of neuroticism actually decreased, not increased, during the pandemic. So very different from my own experiences. And this is possibly because people think the state of being on constant alert and being vigilant to its threats is now a default in these interesting times. So welcome to the age of anxiety. The same study, however, did not show increases to conscientiousness during the pandemic. Again, very different from maybe some of the experiences that you have, certainly different from the experiences that I have. Things do get interesting when we review longitudinal studies conducted outside of the pandemic, however. One study showed that in just over 5 weeks, individual self-reports of stress were actually linked with their pessimism. And so I can imagine that this is somewhat relatable to our experiences. We might have heard people saying that they found themselves growing more pessimistic with each passing day during the current third wave of the pandemic in the country. Other studies, however, do find these changes. So really interesting. Sometimes it depends sort of story going on here. In this one particular study, which I came across as well, a group of German high school students transitioning from school to adult life actually reported higher levels of conscientiousness. So I'm not aware of studies showing a similar effect on working adults, but I would hazard a guess and say that if you've been stressed out from working harder than you've been this past year, or that you have been, you know, just struggling to cope at home and finding yourself really just spending a lot more time at work, then that could be a reason for that change, that increase in your conscientiousness, however subtle they may be.
Right. So, Eugene, is it up to the individual or their surrounding circle to determine shifts in personality? I mean, who would know best?
I think personally we can derive clues and insights from how others interact with us and how others treat us during this time. But I'd suggest looking inward and considering how the pandemic has changed you. So the pandemic has indeed given us a lot more time to engage in self-reflection and what we really want in our lives, who's truly there for us during our most stressful experiences as well. So optimistically, I've made you realize you're, like I mentioned earlier, more adaptable, more resilient than you make yourself out to be. It might have also made you realize that your job and career is perhaps of secondary importance to, say, relationships with your loved ones. Pessimistically, it might get you to realize that certain individuals or parties, perhaps even your own organization, right, your own company, are less trustworthy or empathetic than you had hoped them to be. So regardless of whether your thoughts were positive or negative in tone, what the pandemic has actually done for us is given us what psychologists call a greater sense of self-concept clarity, the realization of who we truly are, our identities, goals, values, and of course, our personalities.
Right, right. Okay. Eugene, what can management do if they realize an employee is showing different personality traits or isn't being themselves, and this is due to stress?
So recall that a person's behaviors are likely to reflect their general tendencies, right, in responding to situations. And this is due to their personality and how people behave. And this includes stressful situations as well. So maybe instead of presuming that the person's personality has changed, it might be better to consider these changes as symptoms rather of prolonged stress or even possibly burnout. So special note on burnout here. I know we're talking about personality, but just couldn't resist because I think a lot of people misconstrue what burnout actually is. Mm. So burnout is when an individual is exhausted, cynical, and also showing decreased quality in their work output. And only then does that qualify them to be burned out.
Right.
You might find cases where employees are distrustful or cynical of the organization, but still performing well, right? So such individuals are disengaged, but they're not burnt out. Mm-hmm. Likewise, if the employee is committed, energized, real go-getter, but not really performing up to par, they're most likely ineffective rather than, say, overwhelmed, right? Maybe not even stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So for managers, these undesirable or disruptive changes to observable work behaviors, right? Maybe symptomatic of something more structural, unclear job roles, vague, ambiguous task clarity, lack of opportunities for feedback, that's another one, or lack of opportunities for growth, vague or demoralizing internal communication. So the list really goes on.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion I have then is to factor in these structural issues alongside with how individuals are coping before deciding on a course of action. Far too often, however, we see companies recommend additional stress management or resilience building interventions when the problem really is a structural one or even right on due to unhealthy or toxic work cultures.
Mm.
And just a note here, provision of support systems, right? Employee assistance programs, these should go hand in hand with effective job design.
Right. So final question for you, Eugene. What can someone do if they feel like work-related stress has been impacting their lives majorly to the point of personality changes?
I think it helps to identify and recognize the source of stress, be it due to structural or individual reasons. If the individual is not coping well, is this primarily because of the nature of the work given to them, which is, unclear, the task which is unclear? Is the workload excessive or is it beyond their competencies in their ability to actually meet what the task actually requires of them? Or is it because the individual's tendencies and personality traits predispose them to be more reactive to these stresses? So a clear understanding of stress, the stressor sources and what aspects of ours or the employee's personality diminish or amplify our stress reactions is crucial before deciding on the right course of action in dealing with stress. And with regards to personality, it also helps to recognize if the stressful situation is bringing out the worst aspects of ourselves at work and whether this is, again, based on the context that we're in. So a neurotic, disagreeable employee might be the coworker from hell under stressful situations. But during more predictable times, he or she might be that crucial team member that highlights blind spots and easily overlooked risks in, say, a project proposal. So context really matters. Psychologists don't study personality independent of the context, right? And fortunately, with the bulk of our research also indicating that personality changes during the pandemic are subtle, what I think we should be focusing on is how different personalities are managing stress, rather than, say, how stress is changing our personalities.
Right. Right, excellent. All right, thank you so much for that, Eugene. That was Eugene T, Associate Professor at the Department of Psychology at HELP University. Now, it's time for us to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we'll dive into that story about how you may not be allowed to work remotely, even if you want to, post-pandemic. Also, we have a story about the creator economy, very interesting one coming up. But of course, our question to you today is, do you think your personality has changed because of work-related stress over the past year? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Get in touch with us. We'll come back and go through some of the messages that have come through. But for now, we'll be right back after this quick break. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.